Okay. Da bein und auf Masachat Tainis. Emasai maskidin gevuras kishamim. From when? The Gemara is going to ask me from when. Who said you have to, that you're asking from when? When do you start mentioning the bracha for rain? Why we call gevuras, we'll see as well. When do we say mashuruch amayri geshem? Is it Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says, miyayim tayv arishin shalchag, from the first day Yom Tov. That's what you start saying. Rabbi Yeshua says, miyayim tayv achav shalchag. Rabbi Yeshua says, you start saying, for shmini hatzeres. When Rabbi Eliezer says, from the first day Yom Tov, it's not clear exactly which tefillah in the first day Yom Tov. Rabbi Yeshua says, from shmini hatzeres, it's not clear also from which tefillah in shmini hatzeres. Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Leza, you want to start saying Mashiach at the beginning of Sukkah, is Hohoyil, didn't we learn about the Sukkah, that the Ein HaKshamim Elasim Meklola B'chag, since the Klola, if it rains, you walk out of Sukkah, it's like a Rav, you know, the Eved is filling up water, is Lama, the T, is Lama who maski, why mention it, if it's a Klola, Omolol Rabbi Leza. Af ani lo yamati lisha, let me say, you should say the same Talmud, I said, Lahaski, just to mention a Shvach, this is a Shvach that Eved has a Kayach to be Mashiach Ruach, Ruach, but I'm not saying when the right time comes along. He says, why limit it only to the time? Why dafke punk then? Me masked a whole year. It's a shvach. The Eibusha has his keyach. And we'll see you tomorrow later, Taki. You could be masked a whole year, but the mitzvah is only to first you appease the Eibusha, you mashabeach him, and then a week later you start talking about what you need. Rashi, Me'emusai maskeeding v'shamim, Me'emusai maskeeding v'shamim, Me'emusai maskeeding v'shamim, the Gemara will explain why my car like gvuras shamim. And the reason will be, Me'emusai yardim v'gvura, comes down with strength, Shanemar says, Oysa gedailis, we'll soon see. Simi klola b'chagim, why is rain a simi klola? Right. That's referring to M'chaim Esim.
Yeah, but that's the bracha where you say it.
Yeah, okay, true, yeah. Kelmin Sukkah, Me'emusai mutu lefana, is when do you leave the Sukkah? Meshatizach ha-mikveh, when your food gets ruined. Moshel le'ebet shabal limza kais rabbi, you want to fill a kais for your rebbe. Veshafach ha-kitna panav, and then the water gets spilled in his face. And we had a chakir in the Gemara, who's spilling who? Who's pouring it on who? Amalei, he said, E'efshi b'shimushcha, I can't have you service me kolema, kishak shomim yoydin le'sukkah, hakol yoytin, and he walks out. The need and appears ain't a kosh baruch chafes. The Eved does not want shenishtam shelfon of that you should continue being there, and he doesn't want to enjoy your company. Mamai maschil lahaski v'roshamim bichag. Dafke then you start. The need comes out. You mispalz your matam chag. Looks like as if you're happy for rain to come down. Rashi lo emarti lisho she yispal la laksham bichaydam. So you should daven keep going saying talamotah. El lahaski to the mention. She maschil lahaski bichag gvura shelmokim shemoyrik sham. The Eved's strength is that he can make it rain. Be einosik lezman in his right time. Imkain, if it's not, if it's only a shvach, I might poisek Pesach l'haskeh. Why stop Pesach? Do it year round. So the Gemara writes the next part of Mishnah. Ein shaylin esak shamim ela sambil chakshamim. The Mishnah says you don't ask for rain only in the rain season. Rabbi Yehuda, okay, that's it. When is that? Whenever that is, I chesed. We'll see later. Now another opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says, when do you start? Rabbi Shua said achas Pesach, but he didn't say when. He didn't say when. Comes along, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll tell you what I believe. Ha'oiva lifnei ha'teva, the Baal Tefillah, who goes before the Amud B'yam Teva, Achra Shal Chag, Ha'achra No Shmini Hatzeres, is the Dafke, the last Tefillah, which is Musaf. Maskid Harishan, in the Maskid, he mentions it only by Musaf, he does not mention it by Shachas. You start from Musaf. Why? Tesis brings later Yishalmi, an interesting thing, why you start by Musaf? At night you can't start, because very few people go to Shul at night. So you start Shachis. But if you start Shachis, people might think, really, we started last night. I wasn't a shul last night, so I don't know. So the next year, he'll start saying that night at home. So we dafke our own shul Shachis, but we don't say anything to Musaf, so people know that's just when you begin. That's what Yishalmi says. The Yomtiv Harishon Shal Pesach, Harishon Maskir, Achri Maskir. When it comes to stopping the first day of Pesach, the Baal Shachis does mention in Mashiruach, but Achri Maskir, Musaf, you stop. So the Gemara, Tana Hechakoi, where is this Tana? We have this in a few Masechtas. It says, Me'emza, from when? So where did he say you have to? You asked me for when? Tana Hechakoi, this Tana is obviously a continuation of a certain Mishnah. The Tana Me'emza, he's telling you when do you start? This that we talked about. So we learned the Chayda, it's a Gemara Brachas. Tana Hashem, learning Gemara Brachas, the Koi, and there, the Tani, it says, Maskirin, Givuris, Shamin, Chiz, Amesim. You mentioned rain by the Brachas, Chiz, Amesim. And Vishoyilin, Bibichas, Hashanim. You ask for rain, Bibichas, Hashanim. And Havdola, Bachon, Lados. Uktani. So now we're asking Me'emosai, Maskidin, Gvurik Shami. So which time of the year do you begin? Freddy Gemara, Belist Nahosam. Learn it himself the brachas. Maish not the Shovke ad hocha. Why wait till here? There's a different Seder. That's Zeroyim. And this is Moyed. Why wait till here? Ella Tana, our Tana, Meresha Shana Silik. Our Tana, it follows Mesechta Rosh Hashanah. Follows Rosh Hashanah. So this is the right that it should be in the Shas. The Rosh Hashanah should be the way.
Why
does
some
Shas have different,
like a chronological?
Where did we learn the Shas? We learned up to Zayin. No, we learned. Uvechag, when it comes to Sukkah, Nidoinian Alamayim. Sukkah is the time when we judge you for water. I did the Tani, then we couldn't get distracted because we were busy with Rosh Hashanah. But now that we mentioned Vachag, Nidoinian Alamayim, Tani, now we ask, so Me'emos, I must keep in Guru Shab within the Sukkah itself, when do you start mentioning Shamim? Rashi. Tani, Rikoy, Klemim, Tani, Me'emos, I'm a call. If she'd leave, we know for sure, like, Tani, Chayov, Lask, have to mention it. Vehecho, Chazin, and the Mechayev, Lask, where do we see it? Hosam koy maskirin gevurik shomim said brachos. So listen to Hosam said the brachos nearby the tani maskirin. Listen to Meimusai. They should say Meimusai. Maish not the hofka ad hocha. Why wait till here? Claim and hide it. Tani hocha said the moyin Meimusai. Listen to Hosam learned it. Tani maskirin said the brachos. Hain said his rhyme. Ad hocha said the moyin ella like tamer. Don't say the hocha Meimusai Hosam koy. That don't say that Meimusai is referring to Masechta Brachos. The Tana Meresha Shana Salak. We're referring to Masechta Shana. Sheshneim beseder hecha. The same seder. Rashi doesn't say that it follows. Rashi doesn't say exactly. So maybe Rashi also say it different. Lochi le motzi le meim ma'ish no de shokke hocha. You can't ask why wait till it because the same say the.
But he does say tonem reshoshana something. I mean that's the Rashi.
Yeah, but Rashi learned the same say the compared to brachas.
So
yeah.
If you say that the chag is the doni la'amayin because of the decision with the sukkah, so we're ignoring this thing of the rain.
According to Rabbi Yeshua. Should we wait to Shemir Tzeres?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, so yeah, so now the Eberster is judging you, but because you got this issue of the you know, that you know,
Klover.
The Klover's thing, so you ignore the whole thing altogether and you leave it till
Shemir, the first possible moment. You have no breda. So Tzeres still says, but why don't we mention? It doesn't answer the question. Why don't you mention a brachas? The first place we have it. It's like the Ikas Sugya of rain is right here, and since before. Before you, since you'd need them, so you have to first, usually you have to first be masking. That's why the main opinion is Rabbi Lezer, who says that you start at the beginning of Sukkot, because before you ask the Eibishter for judgment, first you have to try to be nice to the Eibishter. And as far as the brachas is concerned, we would have thought that you have to do it a whole year long. We didn't know that there's only certain times of the year that you have to go ahead and say it. Okay, let me go back. Let me ask you a question. Why does it say that we're gevuras? At least the letter just say me'emasai maskirin. When he's mentioning alak shami, when he's mentioning on the rain, why mention the word gevuras? My gevuras. What kind of expression is the strength of the rain? Could it come down to strength? And Tzeres already says, so why is going to ask over here, why don't we ask the same question about the Masechta Brachos? Because again, here's the Ikar Sugya. Shenemar, what's the right? It says in Pasuk, Oyse Gedoilus Ve'ein Cheker. The Eibishter does Gedoilus, wonderful things. And you can't understand it. Neflois Adel Misper, unbelievable Neflois. See, when it says, Hanoyse Motor Apnei, or the Eibishter is the one that makes rain, V'shoy Leach, Ma'ayim Apnei Chutz, it sends water out in all directions. So what does it do with Gevuras? This is one thing he does for creation. What does it do with Gevuras? My mashma. What do you see from here? Anything to do with rain? My mashma gurus. Mashela asya cheke cheke mebriel shalom. So we're learning cheke cheke. Here it says the oisik does oisik doilus the ein cheke. So this is what this is the union of creation. My creation there. So we use the word cheke creation. And by rain it says chesiv hocha oisik doilus cheke. Chesiv hocha says over there. Hallo yedata. Don't you know, im loy shemata, if you didn't hear, elakei oilam, nashem boidik, tzaysa ora, as the Eibishter creates in the world, lo yiyav, lo yiga, doesn't get tired, ve'en cheke l'sfunasi, and there's no cheke to his understanding. Uksiv, and it says, there's no understanding his wisdom. Uksiv, it says, meichin harim bekeichai, he prepares mountains with his kayach, and nez the begura, and what, and he girdles himself with strength.
But these psukim, except for Anoisim Matar Allah Ovid, Tashach Ami Chutzois,
So everything to do with why you bring it.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is there's no, in the other psukim, there's no specific reference to rain.
That's right, but it's part of creation. Rashi, Hanois and Motapani Adits is referring to the Eibishter that he deals with rain. And that's the pasuk right after Oysa Dozen Cheker. He's talking about creation and says Hanois and Motapani, so this is all part of creation. And someone else from reference to creation uses the word Cheker, Rashi. I did a ton of a chag to don't miss the last year. I don't know how you claim I get a ton of a chag to don't mind the world. So I'm saying, how even the devil chag to mind. Shmona that I mean, ask it in yon of the maya little tzu. You have to first appease the Abish Dalla mind. The lace of the bracha to have a bracha. Lach, you tell me, I'm a maskin. First, you have to be masker. I exceed oysa gedoz ayin cheker. Alma de xiv cheke big sham. It says cheke by rain. Because one pasuk follows the other. Ksiv cheke be b'riyasa shalaylam. It says mechin harim be keichay nezer begura. And before that it says cheker. It says ein cheke l'tunasi. Ma b'riyasa shalaylam ksiv be gvura. Av ksham na havik man ksiv be gvura. So you more right. Taser asks, why don't we, it's the same pasuk as Mechen Harim Bekoich and Nezer Begvura, so why don't you use the word Koyach? Why Gvura? So the answer, one answer is because begin the Brach Ata Gibber. So the Brach is Ata Gibber, Leilam. So then you have to use one of them, Gvura makes more sense. So the Gemara, Menolam Bidfila, how do you know that this is done during davening? The Tanya, we learned, La'av or Sashem Alekechem, Mishlo Devishtu, of the servant, Mechol Abavchem. Eizah he avoides, he believe, which avoides in the heart, Tavi Eimez Utfil is davening. And I'll make it rain. So we see that by davening, is that how you make the Eibishter want to give you rain? Talking about rain, three keys that only Eibishter has control over. That were never given over to hand. Mafteach shall rain, Mafteach shall chayyeh, the Mafteach of giving birth, Mafteach chiz and meisim. These three keys only the Eibishter has. Rashiv Omer Rabbi Yechon Shalom, Mafteach Hanish, Nimsul Shlich, Echad Beyachad. Rashiv Avonis Tais Akasha, we find Mefedish, Elyonov made a rain, and we find other things with chiz and meisim by Elisha and Elyonov, we find that the other ones have this keich. So he answers, yeah, but they don't have all three at the same time. But individually, you do find that by a tzadi they can do it. That's a Rashi answer, all three at the same time. Taisa's answer is that we don't find anyone had to continuously a keyach to do all three of them.
Maybe a one-off.
Yeah, one-off, yeah. But the Eibishter always has a keyach. How do we know? The Chesiv, it says, Yiftach, Mechtech Hashem Rein, the Chesiv, it says, Yiftach Hashem L'chazer Tzari, Atayv should open for you the good treasure. Es HaShemayim, the heaven, says Hashem should open you. Lo says, Metara Atzcha, to make it rain, be'ita in its right time. Rashi, Yiftach Hashem, V'lo Shlich, Eibishter, not a Shlich. Mafteach shel chaya, the mafteach giving birth. The chesiv it says, "Vayizkir alakim es rochel." The Eibishter remember rochel. Vayiftach es Ishmael. Listen, vayiftach es Rachman. He opened up a womb. So the Eibishter did it. You will know, Kani Hashem, that I am the Eibishter bepischi as kivrei seichem, and I'll open up your kvarim. So we see the Eibishter is the one who opens up the kvarim. The Marav Amri, and I just saw this say, at mafteach shel panasa, also the key of panasa is in the hands of the Eibishter. It says, paseach es yodecha, please open your hand and get panasa. Rabbi Yechon, my time like a chasha, why is only count three? Lahadis, I'm like shamim hayne panasa. What do you think rain is? Rain is the source of panasa. And therefore, there's no point in counting it as two. The Rashi, Ksham Nami Panosa, Kvach Kashbun, I already counted it. So the Gemara.
There's a thing about the footnote from last time.
Why?
I don't know where this is, but why do you learn from Bachel, not from Leah? And I'll show Karen to
Leah. Leah?
Yeah, no, it was about the Hashem Rimbim, remember. Because
yeah, but she wasn't. But that, there was Leah. Barren. Yes, yeah, Nuah Leah, yeah.
And so the Ebishtim, yeah, but still, the Ebishtim is not who gives it to them.
But there the Eibishter didn't punish her. But by Leah the Eibishter didn't make her barren. So it's different than by Rachel that took a barren woman and
but by her later was the
natural.
It had just happened easily. Rachel was a difficult.
Okay. Rabbi Lezer, I'm a yom tovah rishul chag. When did Rabbi Lezer hold the first day of Sukkot? Iboy lehu Rabbi Lezer mehecha gamla. Where did Rabbi Lezer learn out that the first day of Sukkot is beginning on the rain? Is it the pshat melulav gamla? Just like a lulav also has to do with rain. But first of all, in order to grow. But second of all, the whole purpose of lulav, you wave it back and forth, is to make the rain, the wind, and the rain. So just like lulav starts first day of Sukkot in the morning, so too that's when you start saying it in the morning. Or even nisach hamayim gamla. Oh, we learn out from nisach hamayim. And if you live in Israel, Chamayim, could be we start at night.
And well, it's what do you call it? It's Motzei Yom Tov, isn't it?
Chamayim. We'll soon discuss it. That is Chamayim. Definitely the first morning is Nisach Chamayim, but the night before was Nisach Chamayim. But the first carbon, as soon as you bring carbonas, we'll see later. There's a day, it says the second day. There's a day or a second day. The Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Yehuda. We'll soon see. We'll talk about Rebbe Lezer now. Can't be healed the second day, then it won't be the first day. Then Mishnah clearly the first day. So he holds it the first day. The question is Nisach HaMayim, the big machlekes in the Achreinim are based on how they learn Shad here. Is Nisach HaMayim a din in Yom Tov, or is it a din in Karban? If it's a din in Karban, then for sure it's the first morning. If it's a din in Yom Tov, then maybe it's the night before. And that's what they want to say the machlekes here is. By day, a dilma Nisach HaMayim gamla, ma Nisach HaMayim urt at night. How do you know Nisach HaMayim tonight? The Omer Marat says, "Umidchasam v'niskeim afilu b'layla." Their mincha and their nesachim even by night. Av haskara meurta is also mentioned by night. Also mentioned by night. Now the chayded, if it's the mincha of the carbon, nesach of a carbon, then it's the second night, because the first night you couldn't have any kabbonis from Yom Tov yet. It's the end of Yom Tov. Nothing to do with Yom Tov. So chayded, the second night. We'll soon see. Touch by coming here.
Why would you pour it now?
You're allowed to bring the Sochem at night of a carbon. You're allowed to.
Separate from when, you're allowed to bring until 10 days later.
Rabbi Avuah says he learned it, he only learned from Lulav by day. How do we know? Ikedam Rabbi Avuah Gemara Gamala, he heard it from his Rebbe. Ikedam Masnita Shmila, he heard the Braisa. We'll soon see what it is. Rashi, Melulav Gamala, Shaday Melulav. Why is the name Melulav? Shekashem Shei Efshele Elu Arba Milchshami can't possibly grow without rain. And second of all, Boyin Leratzel Lamayim becoming to be Leratzel in the water. Can I mean Mizukah Kachi Efshele Lamayim need water? Malulav Biyam Shemas Chilin Litpul Biyam for a day. Av Haskara Nami Biyam Kolay Mishay Maskidim Lele Yom Tevarishin Ad Lamochi. Wait till tomorrow morning. Or Manitzach Hamayim Urte Keda Ashkav Zet Mizukah Shem Malian Hakeli Mayim Linitzach Hamayim. But at night, the Yesh now. Rashi says many Gemaras took out the words Milchasa v'niskeim, because that's the second night. And if we're trying to say the first night has nothing to do with Kabbalah, not in the carbon. So it says Rashi v'yesh svarim dekasi b'udam amar Milchasa v'niskeim alayla shem akirim gomar b'yoyim yichayil hovim enochas v'am alayla av hainit chamayin am yochalis v'am alayla. Now some svarim are good, is that, but we're not good, says Rashi, because we hold the din in the day. If it's a din in the day in Yom Tov, it's nothing to do with carbon. Taisus is different shot. Taisus learns that it's talking Argoy Mechasim has came, and we're talking about the what are you talking about? Mechasim has came is the second night, and the midst of Nisach HaMayim is in a carbon, and therefore it's only Chayiv in the morning. But you're allowed to prepare it the night before. You're preparing for the carbon.
Just getting the water.
The last two lines of the first days. And came Lahabi Belayla to Shaina the Einol Beyam Bade Yeshleime the Ein the Chayiv Lenasich. If you want, you can do it at night. So therefore, it's as if it started the first night. And before that, he said, "My must never be allowed to shake." It'll be the first night. Next, Rashi, "Afas kor nami burtim shbalel yontivodishin." The first night, "Kamer Rabbelezer shemaschilin lahaski v'shami." For night, you start counting it. "Mar gamelor Rabbevu de Rabbelezer leilam de elam aluluv." He heard it from his Rebbe. Rabbelezer learned from aluluv. Or Mastis Shamalay, the Rabbi Lezer Gam Maluv. You hear from a Braise that you learned it from Luluv, that starts in the day. I'm not sure what the Machlek is, might not come in. What's this Braise? The time you learn, Me'ema say Maskin al Shami, Rabbi Lezer, I mean Rabbi Lezer, says the Braise, Meshach, and Tils Luluv, it's Klor. He associates it until Tils Luluv. And Rabbi Shua Oimim Mishas Hanochosa, when you put the lulav down. Now, putting the lulav down is the seventh day. Our Mishra Rabbi Shua says Shmini Atzeres. So Rashi says over here Mishas Hanochosa. So if Rashi says himself a few times instead of Tainis and try to work your way through, Mishas Hanochosa Miyoyim Shemivorchim Boy Bacharoina. From the day that you make the last bracha, the Hainu B'Shvi, Klor Rashi, that Rabbi Shimon the Brayi said, argue Rabbi Shimon the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon the Mishnah says you start from when you start from the Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Shimon the Brayi said you start from Hashanah Rabba. Mi Yom Hashvi, you start from Hashanah Rabba.
Which Shaila B'Chalaf? This is Rashi in Sechel
Tainus. Yeah, and Tainus as well.
But in
Tainus, Mr. Tainus Gufi says himself, and it's a Talmud Ben Rashi, it's not Rashi. Yes, are you?
Of Rabbi Yeshua, it means that he does
want to
link it to Mamish Kesukas,
not a day after Sukkot. Yeah, you get what you want to say. Yeah. But if you look at Dabdalim now, the last Rashi on the page, the very last Rashi on the page, Rashi says, Rabbi Yeshua, he, the Oma Mishas Hanochas Lulav Humaske, when you put the Lulav down, the Hainu Yon Shemini. Shemini Atzeres. So the Mephoshim tried to understand how do you learn Pshat and Rashi here. Right to the Gemara, Omer Rabbeinu says, why do you have the lulav in the Arba Minim? To appease the Eibishter to make it rain. Just like these 4 minutes cannot exist without water, they have two purposes. First of all, they themselves couldn't exist without water. Second of all, they're here to make the, to curry the Eibishter's favor. Is kach, so too, the world couldn't exist without water. Can't exist without water. Rabbi Yeshua said to him, so that's why you do Mishas Lulav. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Lezer, how can you mention it on Sukkot? It's a simiklola. Rabbi Lezer, afani loy amarti lisho, to say to ask, Allah haske to mention. Kashem shetchia semesim, maske kol hashana kula, ve'ein el bezmano, tchia semesim, you mention all year, but it's only bezmano, kach maskinin, kvul yishomim kol hashana, ve'ein el bezmano. Same thing, yishomim is a whole year, but it's only bezmano. Therefore, if you want to mention the whole year long,